95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. Hell yeah.
Literally just walked in the door.
Yeah. Where were you, man? What are you doing? You are the most precise dude ever, by the way.
Right. I mean,
you tell me you're going to be here late, and you say, I'm going to be here at 3:08.
Right.
And you walk in at 3:08.
Right.
How do you do that? I mean, if you know you're going to be late, how do you
control time and space?
I guess. Well, do something more interesting with it than just showing up right on
time. Come on, 3:08. That's pretty accurate.
That's pretty amazing. Right. Actually, you do that on a regular basis.
Today on the Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were to live without the internet for 24 hours?
Oh, yeah. We're going to try and do that this weekend, aren't we?
Yep. We talked about this on Tuesday. We're going to try and do it. Sluggo's going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it Sunday.
Yeah. We have someone playing along, KLOS listeners.
Correct.
We'll talk to her a little bit later today.
Which is going to be very exciting.
Can you do the internet, not do the internet, for 24 hours? Midnight to midnight, right, is what we're going to do?
Yeah. And that includes streaming?
Yeah, it includes everything.
Yeah.
Directions on your GPS.
So we'll make sure the ground rules are clear.
Yeah.
Later on today. Yeah. Embarrassing ways you hurt yourself on the program today. I always love these. And the lies you told instead of telling people how you actually injured yourself. And our old request fest is today.
Yes! Loud party music from 5 to 7. Nothing but requests.
All requests.
Yep.
And we've got $1,500 in our 1 second of nonstop rock. Coming up before 4 o'clock. F swallow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We do have $1,500.
Yes.
Coming up very soon.
That is a great way to start your weekend.
In our 1 second of nonstop rock. But first, let's talk about earlier this week, the internet went down. A bunch of the internet went down.
Yeah, Tuesday morning, for about an hour and a half, a lot of people were completely sans the series of tubes.
Yes, there was a company called Fastly is where it happened. And apparently it took down Amazon, Reddit, Spotify, eBay, Twitch, Pinterest, and a bunch of other things. And everybody was without it for like an hour.
Now, straight up, that is eventually going to happen at some point, not in some ominous way or whatever. Some glitch is going to happen and we're going to be without the internet
for
quite some time.
So we're looking at this as a rehearsal?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah. Right. And just see how hard it is. I tend to think
you do without the internet for 24 hours is our challenge.
We're going to challenge each other. I'm going to take the shift starting at midnight tonight till midnight tomorrow, and I'm not going to stream a damn thing. I'm not going to stream any movies.
So if you're not using the internet, you can't stream. You can't do Netflix. You can't do Hulu. You can't do any of that stuff, right?
Yeah. We're kind of on the fence about social media because the way I look at it is you can't walk up to Facebook, but I guess the whole, like a Facebook store and do it. So to me, it's an internet company. But no matter what, you can't access it if the internet's down.
Yes.
No, but if the internet's down.
Yeah, you can.
If it's down.
Oh, if the internet's down, it takes them down.
Yeah,
I got you. Because you can you can do social media with using cell
phone,
service.
Sure, which I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be texting all my friends. I'm going to be like, so bored. Help, talk to me for 24 hours.
And I'm going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
24 hours, Saturday night to Sunday night.
No social media.
No social media. All right, fine.
Yeah. And no getting help. You know, you brought this up, and I have to admit it's a good point. Like, if I decided I want to think about something, ask a question, I can't ask my wife, who is really thrilled about this, by the way.
I'm sure she is.
We can't stream anything tomorrow? Neat. What a great idea.
I'm sure she loves it.
Is this Kevin's idea? But, you can't ask her to look something up. So you can't call your daughter and go, hey,
what about GPS? What if you're driving?
Right.
And you're checking traffic? Because that uses your cell data.
Is GPS an internet-based thing? Would it be down if the internet's down? I don't think it would be.
I think it might.
Hmm. Are you going to... Well, you're not traveling to Bakersfield or anything where you need GPS.
How did you know Sunday? I'm traveling to Bakersfield? It's a huge party weekend for me.
Woo! So, yeah, no, I don't know. Let's just be safe. No GPS.
All right. Yeah. No GPS. All right. I'm good.
We have someone who's playing along with us. We talked to her on Tuesday. We actually have a little prize. We're going to probably talk to her later today if she actually can make it. She's joining me tomorrow.
She's going
to
try it. Yeah.
My internet-free experiment.
No, let's see how this goes.
All right. We'll report back on Monday. Wish us luck.
Let's give away some money.
Cash.
We have $1,500 for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
You can be a cash $1,500 millionaire thing deal right now. If you can.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a very technical
term. You can win $1,500
is
what my friend meant to say.
If you can tell us the name of this song and who it is and be caller 13. That's the part that really makes it hard for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, they might know. Man, we've heard so many people say, I knew it.
I've known it the whole time.
For weeks.
818-955-KLOS, caller 13. You tell us the name of the song and the artist and you will win $1,500.
And here is your clip. What is that? Think you know, now it's time to call 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Bob.
Bob, you're caller 13.
Are you kidding me?
Well done.
It is a fact, dude.
Oh, you just made my day.
Well,
I mean, you haven't won anything yet, but if you know the name of the song and the artist, you'll win $1,500.
Just talking to you, you already made my day. Oh, so I appreciate that.
I can smoke that, man. All right.
All right, dude, I'm going to play you the little clip. You tell us the name of the song and the band, and that $1,500 is yours. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here it is. What is that?
I have to say that's Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Boo!
We suck. We should have just lied and said yes because you're so nice.
Sorry, it's not
not a problem.
All right, man. Well, thanks for playing.
Hey, it was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right on. Take care.
Look how happy he is.
I know. That's nice.
I love that dude.
I need
Why
to learn something
him?
From him. Hey. $2,000 between 4 and 5.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And sometime between now and 5, we're going to play the Disney Jam of the Day. It's a Dirty Honey, so as soon as you hear it, be caller 25. A 4-pack of tickets is yours, KLOS.
To Disneyland.
Yes, sir.
You didn't say Disneyland.
Oh, didn't I?
Any part of that. Just a 4-pack of tickets.
I don't think that's right, but okay.
Okay. In Vermont, a weird story happened.
Yes.
A man is facing charges after he shot himself.
Is it attempted suicide?
Listen to the number of lies that he told the police.
Okay.
This morning, police are trying to figure out where and how a panel man got shot. Police say they were notified about a shooting on Sunday after John Wallner arrived at a hospital in Amsterdam, New York, with a gunshot wound to his hand. He initially claimed he was shot in New York, but then says he was shot in Pownell near Barber Pond, claiming he didn't realize it, thinking it was possibly a bee sting. Wallner reportedly lied several times about the incident, saying he was hit by a stray bullet and then later that he accidentally shot himself.
Wow, what is going on? What is he up to? I know he's Thomas from Downton Abbey who got his own hand shot so he could get out of the war.
I never saw that show.
Why would you?
I don't know, but I do love the fact that he lied in 15 different ways. You know what? I didn't even know I was shot.
Come on.
It seemed like it was a bee sting.
Mistaken a gunshot wound for a bee sting?
I think it's really difficult when you hurt yourself in a stupid way.
Sure. Okay.
Face people and tell them that I hurt myself in a stupid way.
I'll buy that. I wouldn't. I'm like, well, you know, guess what? Guess what I did? Yeah. I think you're the same way, right?
Yeah, same way.
Like, yeah, check this out. How dumb is this?
But I have a history of hurting myself in dumb ways. So.
Yes. I love that list. I should write that a book sometime.
All right. So we're going to take your calls of you got hurt and you were ashamed to tell people.
Right.
You didn't really want to come clean. And part of the fun of this is the emergency room, which has like the bulletproof glass.
Right.
They can't hear you. Sir, what's your problem?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you go, I stuck a light bulb up my butt.
You know, I was going to bring that up.
I fell on it.
It was what Dr. Drew used to say all the time. All the different reasons people would give for things placed thusly.
Yep.
Oh, I fell out of the shower. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just happened to be naked downstairs in the kitchen and...
Because you're embarrassed.
Right.
But it makes it even funnier when the ER can't understand what you're saying. I put a light bulb.
And here's what they're hearing.
Yes. Can we have a side conversation? I'd like to approach the bench.
The waiting room is really enjoying my shouting about what happened. But
so you hurt yourself and you were embarrassed by it. Especially if you lied about it at first.
Yeah.
That makes us laugh.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about embarrassing ways that you hurt yourself.
And then you probably lied about it
and
to everybody.
And you didn't really want to tell people. You have a story like that, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, what happened?
Okay, I was wearing a pair of work boots, and I had left an ink pen inside my boot.
Okay.
And eventually, I had to get my toe amputated.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Why? How? What led up to that?
I mean, I didn't realize that the ink pen was in my boot.
Right.
So it really hurt my toe. And what it did was it killed a couple blood vessels in my toe.
Wow. And then you say you lied about it?
Well, I didn't tell anybody what really happened. I just told them I was walking. We went to Vegas, and then I was walking. And
listen, I got hurt walking.
Yeah. I have a story about Rodney Bingenheimer and that very phrase. I was walking. And ask him how he got hurt. That was it. That was the explanation of the story, yes. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. You hurt yourself, and you didn't want to tell anybody. Tell us. I'm not sure in 2021 how they exactly measure the success. It's not so much about sales anymore, but
yeah,
you know that it's doing really well for Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen right there. Don't back down. Great stuff, man. And really exploding for him, so happy to see that happen.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about embarrassing ways you hurt yourself. You have a story?
Actually, it wasn't so much as me as it was my wife.
Okay.
So we were having drinks with her younger cousin, who rarely comes to town. Bunch of cocktails, didn't think much of it. Somewhere in the middle of the night, my wife wakes up, can't really go back to sleep. So she stays up. We get ready for work. We both work for the same company. Somewhere a few hours into work, my boss tells me, you need to take your wife to the hospital.
Oh, no.
So I take her to the hospital. She's acting bizarre the entire time. We're going. We get there. She starts flapping her hands like a butterfly, roaming around the lobby, acting super bizarre. Get her inside. They do all these tests on her. They come back and they say, well, your heart's racing. You seem fine, except you tested positive for cocaine and methamphetamine.
Oh, wow.
Wee!
They switched drinks on accident because they had the same color cup. And her cousin was putting the drugs in the drink, an upper with a downer. But
Oh my God!
Because her cousin was used to it. She's like, I know how to ride this pony.
My system is good.
Yeah. Oops. Wrong. Well, you got to really have a marker on your class for that kind of stuff.
No kidding.
Damn.
Yeah. To this day, I forgot what lie we told work, but no one has a clue what really happened.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for the call.
818-955-KLOS. You hurt yourself in some way, and you didn't want to tell anyone.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about embarrassing ways you hurt yourself. You have one?
I actually fell off a bunk bed when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing Pokemon on the Nintendo.
Right.
So I got excited because I won the battle of the Pokemon.
Sure.
And I fell in front of my friend at my friend's house on their brand new wood floor.
Did you lie about how it happened?
I didn't lie about how it happened because I was 10 years old.
Right.
So, you know, telling everyone I fell off a bunk bed.
Hey, right. I was lying pretty regularly when I was 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. Still am, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. Hi, KLOS. You hurt yourself in some weird way?
Yeah, I was at work one time. I slipped on some water. I try to play it off by doing a little breakdance move, thinking nobody saw me, but there's cameras everywhere, so I brushed it off, and I heard about it for about a week.
Only a week? You got away easy.
Yeah, it was funny at the time.
Sure.
It was funny.
Right. Right, I like on, it, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. First, I want to say it's great to have your voice on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Years of K-Rock and, you know, you and Bean, you guys were awesome, but I'm glad to have you on here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've been hurt many times and didn't tell anybody, but I had to call out this girl. I was walking my dog just now, and this is how people piss me off, because I'm in the crosswalk with the dog waiting for it to go ahead and turn, and it turned green, and so I go to cross, and this girl almost hits me. And she acts like it's my fault.
Yeah.
And only reason I'm calling you is because I have to call her out. I live in Norco. And the only reason I noticed it, I got to call every you and Heidi and Frank because she had a KLOS sticker and the had it on her front windshield. How stupid can you be?
Hey, you in Norco that almost ran over the guy and his dog. Go to hell!
Right on. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
We have $2,000 to kick off your weekend.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
$2,000 for our 1 second of nonstop rock. Which means three people have missed it so far.
Yeah.
But we're going to play it for you again. It's a 1 second clip. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $2,000.
And here is the clip you're waiting for. What is that? You think you know? Now it's time to call 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin.
You're caller 13.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by Kevin.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That's like a dream.
All right, man. Do you think you know what the song is? The little clip.
Well, I think I do.
Oh, nice. All right, well, we'll play it for you again. You tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and it's how much is it?
$2,000.
$2,000, dude.
Okay, all right.
Awesome. Are you ready?
I think so. Let's do this.
Here it is. What is it?
Is it AC/DC, It's a Long Way to the Top?
It is not.
It is not.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Well, this was a moment with Kevin's.
Kevin and Kevin.
All right, man. Sorry, dude. But have a good weekend.
Oh, you guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Between 3 and 4 on Monday.
$2,500.
We shouldn't say the same words at the same time.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Hey, and up next, it's our All Request Fest.
5 to 7 every Friday, we play your request at 818-955-KLOS.
We don't care if it fits the format. You want to hear it's loud, we'll play it.
Speaking of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, this is going to be rough.
The internet went down earlier this week for about an hour.
Yep.
And everybody was freaking out.
Yep.
So we decided to challenge ourselves. Can we go a full day, 24 hours, without the internet?
And we want you to play along. I'm going to do it on Saturday. Kevin's going to do it on Sunday. There are so many things you can't do.
Now, that's midnight to midnight, correct?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Midnight tonight. I'm going to be streaming stuff right up to 11:59.
So no internet means what? No streaming?
Yeah, no streaming. No social media, which is kind of nice, actually. a lot of other, it's,
it is a lot.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be doing that, and Angelica is going to be helping us.
Yeah.
She's going to be doing the same thing. She's taking the challenge herself.
Yeah, we want everybody to play along. You try it and see if you can actually go for as long as you can.
This is you, right?
Angelica?
Angelica,
how are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready to dive into this internet-free weekend?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have been planning. I was like, it takes a conscious effort because I'm going to have to turn my mobile data off. I'm going to have to turn Alexa off.
Yeah. Oh, Alexa.
Alexa,
I didn't
even think
of about that. Good catch.
Yeah.
Good catch.
Now, are you doing it only Saturday? So that would be tonight at midnight?
Or are you going to go all weekend?
Oh, no. I'm only doing Saturday because I don't know.
All right. So it's going to be Sluggo and you on Saturday, and it's going to be me on Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And keep an eye on yourself. And if you catch yourself going online, you punish yourself in some way. And let us know how you did. All right?
Okay. No problem.
You said you could take pictures. So I would like to see you punishing yourself in a picture. What was your question?
On Monday, I'm off at work at 5.
Yeah. Give us a call at 5 then.
Oh, okay. All right.
Awesome. On this secret number that you now have, share with the world. All right, good luck on your internet-free adventure this weekend.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
Thank you.
Happy now, Jeffrey. Happy. Wanted to hear girls, girls, girls.
95.5 KLOS.
Happy.
Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo at our All Request Fest. Hello.
You know what? You guys can get by on the not having the internet. I've been doing this like all this time. I don't even have the internet.
Wow.
That's just a way of conducting myself. I guess I'm like a modern day caveman.
Good for you, man.
But you know what, though? You guys can do it. And you know what? You just go on the normal and watching TV, hearing the radio on a great, great station like you guys. You know?
Nice. I appreciate that.
You guys really pull us through,
Thank you.
I love it. I love you. I think I'm going to lose my mind, dude.
Yeah, Sluggo and I are going to get through the weekend without the internet.
I'm not doing any internet on Saturday, and you're not on Sunday. You got to buy your movie ticket for the movie when I go on Sunday.
I'll buy the ticket on Saturday. I'm good.
That's crazy.
you know what? No. You hang in there. You can make it.
Right.
You know what? Can you guys play some Warrant? How about the Down Boys?
No.
No, come on, man.
Just out of it.
All right, just this once.
Cool.
You got a deal. What's your name?
I'm Tom Tom.
Tom Tom, thanks for calling.
All right, man, thank you.
Have a damn good internet-free weekend. As always, for you.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, you choose cockamamie telly whacking master blasters.
That's us.
Yeah, that is you. Can you play Getting Better by the Beatles? So we can all feel good.
Oh my God!
And
that's
get out together.
One of my all-time favorite songs, actually. Yes. The answer is
yes.
The answer is yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I already forgot his name. Someone called for that Lita Ford song.
Yes.
You just called and you asked for it, and that was a good suggestion on our All Request Fest, so we threw it on.
And we should remember your name because it was 3 minutes ago. By the way, the gas prices are BS, and it's the Gas Prices Are BS weekend on KLOS. We have $500 free gas every hour.
Yeah, be listening. We're going to give you a chance to win that very soon and all weekend on KLOS.
KLOS, it's our all request. What's happening?
That was an odd noise. What's going on, sir? Do you need help, sir or madam?
Yes, I need money.
You need money.
All right, I'll go to the ATM. How much would you like?
The $500 gas, because these f***ing prices are crazy.
Right? All right, we're going to do that very soon. Just be listening for the word to text all weekend and get yourself some cash. What's your name?
Maria.
Do you have a song you want to hear?
Yes. Can you please play any Metallica song?
Sort of by request, sorry.
95K5L. Oh.
That was sort of by request. Guy called in and asked for the original version. I didn't even remember offhand who did that originally. And it was the Kinks. Oddly, it's not lying about in the studio. So I'm going to have to go bring it from home. So,
which you do regularly.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll bring it in next week, sir. Call back, sir.
I got a tweet from Allie McKay.
Oh, yay!
Hey, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, get out of here.
Happy birthday.
Nice. That's awesome.
You know what? To play, hit it, Steve. And you know, I've had a lot of fun denying her this song, but right. I think because it's her birthday.
Right. That makes sense.
We should play La Bamba.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Here you go. For Allie McKay.
Just kidding. Request from Allie McKay for her birthday tomorrow.
How many years have you been denying her Los Lobos now? Damn, dude. On her birthday!
That's tomorrow.
That's right, Allie.
Listen, we'll play La Bamba tomorrow.
There you go.
KLOS, it's our all request. What's happening?
That was an odd noise. What's going on, sir? Do you need help, sir or madam?
Yes, I need money.
You need money.
All right, I'll go to the ATM. How much would you like?
The $500 gas, because these f***ing prices are crazy.
Right? All right, we're going to do that very soon. Just be listening for the word to text all weekend and get yourself some cash. What's your name?
Maria.
Do you have a song you want to hear?
Yes. Can you please play any Metallica song?
I heard from a guy named Rick who said, no one plays Iggy Pop in this damn
That's
town
a great
anymore.
Song.
Love it. Yep. I'm the chairman of the board, man. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. We still got a little bit of time left.
We have some time. If you have some requests, 818-955-KLOS.
And all weekend long, because you filled up your gas tank recently.
I have.
I can't believe the amount. Yeah, it's insane.
Absurd how expensive
it is. It's BS!
It is, yes.
So all weekend long, this will be happening. Happy now, Jeffrey. Happy. Wanted to hear girls, girls, girls.
95.5 KLOS.
Happy.
Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo at our All Request Fest. Hello.
You know what? You guys can get by on the not having the internet. I've been doing this like all this time. I don't even have the internet.
Wow.
That's just a way of conducting myself. I guess I'm like a modern day caveman.
Good for you, man.
But you know what, though? You guys can do it. And you know what? You just go on the normal and watching TV, hearing the radio on a great, you know, great station like you guys. You know?
Nice. I appreciate that.
You guys really pull us through, you know?
Thank you.
I love it. I love you. I think I'm going to lose my mind, dude.
Yeah, Sluggo and I are going to get through the weekend without the internet.
I'm not doing any internet on Saturday, and you're not on Sunday.
You
got to buy your movie ticket for the movie you want to go on Sunday.
I'll buy the ticket on Saturday. I'm good.
That's crazy.
No, you know what? No. You hang in there. You can make it.
Right.
You know what? Can you guys play some Warrant? How about the Down Boys?
No.
No, come on, man.
Just out of it.
All right, just this once.
Cool.
You got a deal. What's your name?
I'm Tom.
Tom, thanks for calling.
All right, man, thank you.
Have a damn good internet-free weekend. As always, for you.
Thank you. All right.
That's Wine by request. Wine Epstein from...
You say Warrant?
Wine. Yeah, you know. Like I'm in New York, huh? Hey, you want to step outside and talk about it? We'll have a slice?
Not a fan of that.
I don't think anybody is.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, I love you guys, man.
Thank you,
man. You guys are great.
Thanks, dude.
May I request Thunderstruck, please?
Hell yeah.
DC.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can, and yes, we will.
And who are you?
My name is Guillermo from El Monte.
Party Songs Weekend has begun.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hello.
Oh, hey. Let me first thank you for playing Where Have All the Good Times songs.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm 65 and retired, and I could turn my phone off and go all weekend, and it would hardly...
You wouldn't even notice.
I am literally counting the minutes until I get to retire and do that myself, man. And it's not too far off, either. Awesome.
Yeah, no, I use the internet a lot. But, you know, like I said, I could go without it for a couple
nice.
Of days.
Well, try it this weekend. You. See how it goes. Let us know on Monday. I'm sure it'll be easy, but let us know.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do I need to turn off my 8-track AM/FM receiver?
The answer is yes. It might be connected to the internet.
There's no way it's connected to the internet.
Hey, you got a song you want to hear?
Yeah, but you already played it.
All right.
Oh, okay. All
right. You're welcome.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, KLOS All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah. I like to hear Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Which one?
Fight Like a Brave.
Oh, that's a gooder. Nobody ever asked for that.
Nobody does ever request like that. Her. That's true.
Yeah, what's your name?
John.
Where are you calling from?
Southgate.
I remember hearing that at Lakers games, and I would think that Flea must have been so happy. Flea is the biggest Lakers fan on the planet to hear that play in there. That's
no
cool.
kidding. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
We are looking for what you want to hear for the weekend. What do you got?
I'm going to go old school. How about something off of Led Zeppelin 3 album, Out on the Tiles.
Oh, good one. Nice. Who are you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Carlos from Corona.
Carlos from Corona, this is for you.
Right on, brothers. Guys, kick ass.
Thank you.
Thanks, care, man.
Take care. My request for Jose from Corona, it's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest every Friday from 5 to 7.
Right on, Jose. Good one. Anything from Volbeat, I'm always happy to play.
Agreed.
Hello, KLOS.
The Classic Aerosmith.
Yeah, what in particular?
You pick. Dealer's choice.
All right.
I can always smoke that.
Who are you?
It's Erica from Ventura.
How is it already over?
I don't know, man. That was quick.
How is it already over?
Last Child, Last Request, Aerosmith, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I'm off to pet the kitty, but not play on the internet this
You
weekend.
Are not. I am not on Sunday either.
Oh, man. From midnight to midnight.
Ah, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Challenge everybody. Try and not use the internet this weekend. Let us know on Monday how it goes.
Easy.
All right. See you Monday.
See you Monday.
Oh, well, this is a tough one. It was on this day in rock in 1960 when drummer Tommy Moore decided to quit the Beatles and return to his job of driving a forklift. A documentary film crew accidentally set fire to the studio the Stones were recording Sympathy for the Devil in on this day in rock in 1968. The free Nelson Mandela concert at the Wembley Stadium in London happened on this day in rock in 1988. Dozens of big name acts showed up for it. Peter Gabriel, Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, Sting. It's also the All Request Fest. Hello.
Hey, I got through the day. I was wondering if we can start some magic power off with Triumph.
Triumph?
Triumph? Yes.
The insult comic dog?
I don't think that's the same thing.
Which song did you want?
Magic Power.
Magic Power. Okay, who are you?
Stacy.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Thank you. You guys enjoy your weekend.